your show is The Dirty Mother, and you've kind of created this show from the premise that we all have a birth story, whether we have given birth or we have been birthed to. What kind of background do you have that this was something that you wanted to talk about?
Well, the experience of being pregnant, giving birth, and then transitioning to motherhood, but also having a birth trauma experience, prompted me to kind of look for other stories out there to help me process my experience. But I actually couldn't find them. I couldn't find authentic stories of birth, especially as authored by the people who'd experienced the birth giving. And I thought, this is the show I need to make. I need to make the show I want to see. And I thought there must be hundreds, thousands of other people who have birthed out there that are also kind of silently trying to process their experience and not seeing themselves reflected in any of the stories of birth in mainstream media. We see a lot of TV births, and I would dare to say that they're probably not authored by people who birthed. So I really wanted to make something that was authentic and showed the kind of quite dangerous and heroic nature of childbirth.
When you say dangerous and heroic, do you feel that there are a lot of kind of stories of trauma out there of people who have given birth and maybe haven't been able to kind of find a space to process that trauma?
Absolutely. I think, you know, for, I would say, millennia, publicly telling stories of childbirth, especially because it's a very kind of gendered space, has been a social taboo. So for me, a lot of that was about dissolving that taboo and giving voice to a story that's really common. The last time I checked the statistics, it's about 1 in 4 people who birth experience trauma. So there's a lot of people that have lived over the centuries, dare I say, who have silently been trying to deal with something really significant. And as talking about personal experience, autobiographical story, and even trauma becomes more acceptable culturally, I really wanted to make a space for people who have birthed to share their story too.
I'm really interested in this idea that it's not something that we see in the mainstream media. I was just wondering, do you find that maybe the images that we see in the mainstream media of childbirth and child rearing puts a particular kind of pressure on women to have a certain type of childbirth?
Yeah, I think it's an area riddled with pressure and stress. And again, I think a lot of that is because we don't have spaces where people who are birthing or going to birth or have given birth can actually connect in a safe way to share authentic stories. If we were able to tell each other truthfully what it was like, and knowing that it's not shameful, and it's not a competition, then I think that some of that pressure and those unhelpful stereotypes would start to drift back.
What are some of the unhelpful stereotypes that you found continue to persist into this age?
That giving birth is a competition. I felt like, especially actually amongst male partners, it was almost like a tallying system where it's like if it was a natural birth, you could brag to your friends that your partner had a natural birth and that was better than having an epidural or drugs or a cesarean. I felt that was so strange to take something so wild and natural and that it is done by the female body primarily, but not everybody's female who birthed, but that it was sort of transferred into this kind of quite patriarchal realm of competition. That absolutely blew me away. And I found that at a time when you really need sensitivity and care, for it to become a stereotypically competitive thing was really unhelpful. I think one of the other stereotypes are that if you dare to say that you had a difficult time or even dwell too long on speaking of your birth, that there's fear of exclusion from other communities of women and around mothers groups and things because you're seen as maybe not mentally well or you're not coping. And I think there's a lot of maternophobia in our culture where it's like we're just kind of quite scared of that unknown realm, but we're also kind of scared more of the idea of women who perhaps are struggling with their mental health. And so it just gets pushed down and silenced. It's best not to talk about it is one of the stereotypes. Move on, you got your baby, move on, be happy. But actually, if you've had a trauma in your birth, that is something that you need to share and be seen and heard to be able to process and then get strong again.
Given that you've said that there is this kind of patriarchal element of competition, is this a show that you feel like it's important for men to go to as well?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons that I made it a comedy, was that the first person that I mock and take the piss out of, so to speak, pardon my French, is me. The first person that I criticize in a joyful, kind way is myself, as someone who was totally naive. And I become this sort of pregnant clown who thinks she's going on this lovely pink flowery holiday, only to find that I'm actually entering this state-run hospital system where I'm going to have an industrialized experience. So I think that all genders and ages and cultures enjoy this show because I make something very profound and deep, and which we've all experienced being born, something I make it quite packageable and digestible through comedy and visual storytelling.
Which is quite subversive, really. Where do you find that the humour really comes from? Is it this idea of someone thinking that they're in for one experience and coming out the other end with another? Or is it more this kind of subversive having to go at society's expectations?
I think it's a blend of both. I think on a personal level, for me, comedy has always been a way that I've dealt with difficult things, and it's something that I've learned from family members, whether they realise it or not.
Oh, it's a classic trauma response, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, like we kind of put on funny voices and do silly faces and like, oh, I'm a scummy mummy. I just can't organise myself and get my child cleaned and dressed and on time. And, you know, so I sort of enjoy the comedy aspect of that as a way to dignify the and connect with others to the experience of feeling less than or that you failed. I think also the comedy works in a way where we can all connect to that experience. We can all connect to that feeling of feeling a bit disheveled and less than. So it works in that way to connect and to kind of, I sort of prepare the audience for what's coming. With the comedy, I prepare the audience for the later scenes, which are filled with grief. I get them to trust me by saying, hey, we're going to have a good time here, and look at me, this silly fool, thinking I'm going on a holiday. And in that way, they see themselves too, because we've all been in that situation where our naivety has absolutely been flipped and we've been in a situation of shock.
And then I guess the audience is recognising that in themselves as well.
Oh, totally. And it's so nice to share that. It's nice to share the exploding of the clown once I do perform the clown. So I perform the clown as a real cliche, and I actually perform it to polystyrene. I'm a cliche. So we enjoy that silliness. But then I explode that, and I explode it into she becomes a kind of a death metal yummy mummy. So again, the audience is sort of like, what is going on? And I do this sort of weird, surreal kind of maternity ritual where I smash pomegranates and smear fruit on myself. And it's like, what is
nice.
This? Is this experimental?
Fertility
or
symbols.
It? Exactly. So I kind of like, I definitely take them on a bit of a wild ride, where it's like, well, the force of this story is leading us somewhere. It's actually beyond my control now. But then I nip it back into my authentic storytelling on voice recording, where I speak very honestly about what I experienced in the hospital. So we shift in and out of these worlds where we can laugh and be really silly and wild and go, what is this? But then we can come right back and they'll see me standing at the mic where I'll look at them and I'll say, the summer of 2009 in Oxford, UK, and they'll see that this is a true story that I lived.
Michelle, it's been so great getting to know you. It sounds like people who go to the show will get to know you even more. So if you are listening and that you feel like this is a show that you want to see, or you need to drag your brother-in-law along to, or your friends, you know, partner that like maybe you feel like needs a bit of a lesson, then when can they see it?
Yeah, you can buy tickets through Fringe World or Perth Theatre Trust. And if you're a health worker, a caregiver, an education worker, anyone in community work, you can use the promotional code of CarePower for a discount. And that's if you book through Perth Theatre Trust. The dates are Monday 24th of Jan till Saturday 29th of Jan at the State Theatre Centre of WA at 6:30. Please join us. It will be a bombastic explosion of fecundity.